It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The next time someone warns you about the dangers of a 70-mile-an-hour speed limit, consider this. When the Pennsylvania Turnpike opened in 1940, nearly three-quarters of a century ago, the speed limit was 70 miles an hour. The speed limit was lowered to 65 during World War II, brought back up to 70 during the 1950s, and lowered to 55 during the gas shortage of the early 1970s. But we could soon see the 70-mile-an-hour speed limit again in western Pennsylvania. Last week, the Pennsylvania Turnpike debuted a 70-mile-an-hour limit from the Blue Mountain exit to Morgantown as a test for increasing the limit elsewhere. But some say there is a safety trade-off. Here now to discuss the pros and cons of an increased speed limit for area highways, our State Senator Jay Costa joining us in Studio A. Senator Costa, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Paul, great to be back with you today.
And with us by phone from Harrisburg is Renee Vid-Colburn. She's Manager of Media and Public Relations at the Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission. Renee Vid-Colburn, great to have you with us.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Senator Costa, first of all, explain the legislative process that this issue has gone through.
The legislative process has been legislation was introduced back in 2013 by my colleague, Senator Joe Scarnati, President Pro Tem Scarnati, to increase the speed limit to 70 miles an hour. That legislation sat dormant for a period of time, and then it wasn't until conversations around the transportation funding bill really heated up and became part of a very significant conversation in Harrisburg. And the funding side of the equation, that this particular provision, an amendment was offered by Senator Scarnati through this process that allowed for the 70-mile-an-hour speed limit to be part of the transportation funding plan. And that's ultimately how it happened. So that sort of injected itself late in the game, but at the end of the day, it was part of Act 1, which is the transportation funding plan of 2013.
And why do state lawmakers get to decide the maximum speed on Pennsylvania interstates?
Well, that's something I think historically has been left to the legislature to set the speed limits. However, where it's appropriate, I think, is more appropriately left with the officials, whether it be at state roads with respect to PennDOT or whether it be the Turnpike and the Turnpike officials and the Turnpike Commission. So that's just historically how it's been played out, at least the last 40 or 50 years that I can think of.
Right, because it was during that aforementioned gas shortage in the early 70s that really the legislators really didn't play a part in this before that, did they?
Right. That's my understanding. That's my understanding. They did not until that point in time when they injected that part of the conversation. But as we go forward under the legislation today, we defer the appropriateness of increasing to 70, whether it be to the Secretary of Transportation or the Turnpike Commission.
It's been in the hands of the legislature now for a while. Should it remain in the hands of the legislature, or would you just as soon defer to the Turnpike Authority and PennDOT on these?
I think that there's a role that the legislature should play in this process, because when you think about the particular roads or the specific highways in Pennsylvania, I think it's, as I said earlier, PennDOT or the Turnpike Commission know best what level the number needs to be at. However, but as Pennsylvania plays a role in sort of interstate travel, then I think that's where the legislature would need to be cognizant of what other states are doing. What we don't want to do is have, you know, a turnpike or a state agency, a transportation agency, you know, put levels in place that aren't appropriate without having some legislative input. So I think that that's the reason why it should stay that way.
And Renee Vid-Colburn with the Turnpike Authority, the neighboring states of Ohio and West Virginia already have the 70-mile speed limit. West Virginia adopted a 70-mile-an-hour speed limit in 1997. So why has it taken so long to raise it in Pennsylvania?
Well, like the senator said, it takes legislation. So we were following their lead, and they deemed it possible. So we looked at our areas of roadway, which could be 70 miles an hour, and we wanted to do a pilot project just to see where the safety level is. And that stretch, as you said, was between Blue Mountain and Morgantown on the mainline turnpike. That's milepost 201 to approximately 298. And that's relatively a straight stretch of highway for us. So this will be a good guide as to what we're going to do in the future.
Why is it being adopted? Why is the 70-mile-an-hour speed limit being adopted incrementally? Why not just have it over most of the turnpike?
Well, it's a safety factor. We wanted to use this as a test pilot program, so to speak. We want to look at the different possible crash test speed data, all the data we can gather in a maybe like a 6 to 8 month period, and possibly in the spring we will incorporate the 70 mile per hour speed limit throughout the whole turnpike.
And what are the safety concerns that should be taken into consideration?
Well, we want to see how this higher speed limit works. I mean, obviously, we want to look at the traffic situation, how it's moving, whether it's moving more effectively, whether there will be more crashes or not. We're going to look at all those factors.
Back in 1940, when the turnpike opened with a 70-mile-an-hour speed limit, cars and trucks certainly weren't nearly as safe as they are now. They didn't have seat belts. With all due respect to the concerns here, why would it be any less safe to have a 70-mile-an-hour speed limit now than it was 74 years ago?
Well, there's a lot more traffic on the roadway today, so that we have to take that into consideration. I mean, there was never this amount of traffic that we see today, so that's something to consider as well.
How do you feel about having a 70-mile-an-hour speed limit on the Pennsylvania Turnpike? 412-246-2002 is the number to call to join the conversation. 412-246-2002, the email address esspgh@wesa.fm, and on Twitter at esspgh, hashtag EPLive. Many states, including Colorado, North and South Dakota, and New Mexico, have a 75-mile-an-hour speed limit. Should it be raised even higher here? 412-246-2002. We'd like to hear from you, and you can join the conversation by calling, emailing, or sending us a tweet. Senator Costa, what are some potential roads that should see an increased speed limit first?
Well, I think there are a number of roads we have to realize that are not conducive to 70-mile-an-hour speed. You've got a number of roads that that are 55 right now, even though they have the opportunity to become 65. To me, that's a clear indication that they're not travelers are not capable of going at a faster rate than that in a safe manner. And we have to always have that at the forefront of what we're talking about. There's certainly going to be stretches on 79, for example, going from the south to north in western PA. On 79, I think, presents an opportunity. I think there are portions of the turnpike that I think would be appropriate to go from 65 to 70 at some point around the Somerset number. Those, maybe mile marker 100 to like maybe 146 or so, I think, one of the exits there. I mean, there are a number of places where that would be helpful. But we can't necessarily always compare ourselves to either Ohio or North Dakota or other states. They're a lot different in Pennsylvania.
Roadways. What would be the key differences there?
Well, the difference is, I mean, I think when you leave it in Ohio, I mean, I think it seems to me that the roadways are relatively flat and straight in Ohio and allows for more opportunity to have a greater number of portions of those roads at 70 mile an hour. But when you look at Pennsylvania, even if you look at from in the western part of the state, whether it be our turnpike or whether it be 376, at least in this region, it's a hilly road. It's a winding, bending road. It's just not necessarily safe for a higher rate of speed at this point in time. And I think it's appropriate for folks to, let's look at a couple spots. Let's check to see where it's appropriate, particularly given safety reasons. And also, as we're in the middle of the summer here, we got a lot of road construction going on, fortunately, on the turnpike and on the state roads. And I think we have to be cognizant of that. I know the turnpike had a horrible incident several months ago where a turnpike employee was struck by a truck. We have to make certain those type of things aren't happening. So, the process to examine the roadways, making certain that it's appropriate to go from 65 to 70, something we need to look at. And also, if we even need to look at the 55s to 65, revisit that issue, something we need to take a look at.
Let's welcome some callers into the conversation at 412-246-2002. Let's go first to Patrick in Wexford. Patrick, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Sounds like you're driving.
Yes, I am.
I'm guessing that Rene Vid Colborne might scold you about that, but that's that's fine. It's still legal to talk, at least, on your cell phone while driving in Pennsylvania until further notice. Patrick, what is your comment or question?
Well, I was thinking that from 65 to 70 is a relatively small increase in the speed limit, How big of an effect do you think that will have on the traffic congestion?
Let's refer to Renee on that one. A 5-mile-an-hour difference, is it that big a deal, Renee?
Right. I can understand the questioning there, but it will be. It should be able to move traffic quicker through the area, through this specific area anyway, and whether or not – that's part of the study that we're going to have, whether or not this 70-mile-per-hour speed limit will have a major effect, whether it be good or bad, whether it moves traffic quicker, easier, and gets you from point A to point B in a relatively safe manner. Now, safety is the key, as Senator Costa did mention. Now, this area does have construction zones, which the senator mentioned. We need to be cognizant of that. We did have a fatal accident just a couple months ago in a work zone. So there will be work zones that are posted at a lower speed, as well as entering our tunnels. Those are also posted at a lower speed.
I certainly don't want to downplay the safety concerns here. They certainly are very real, and they should not be taken lightly. That having been said, and Renee, you earlier deferred to Senator Costa with regard to or said that the Turnpike Commission, which you represent, is simply taking the lead from the legislature on deciding what the speed limit ultimately should be. I guess I would ask you, Senator Costa, why is Pennsylvania, you mentioned the contrast with Ohio, but certainly West Virginia is a very hilly state. I had a chance to drive completely through it, going from north to south last fall. And while very hilly, I mean, they have the 70-mile-an-hour speed limit here. Why is Pennsylvania behind, in the view of some motorists, behind the other states on this issue? In the case of West Virginia, 15 years or actually, what would it be now? 17 years behind.
Well, I can't speak as to why it took us this long to go from 65 to 70. What I can say, though, is that I think we've always taken a very serious look at safety matters and making certain that when we make these increases that they are appropriate, that the roadways can handle them, that our driving public is also in a position to handle the increase in terms of the speed limit. But I think at the end of the day, I think it's largely due to the fact that we're more cautious, I think, along those lines. An entity like the Turnpike Commission, for example, I would think that they need to be very clear and have to have appropriate data to demonstrate before they go from 65 to 70 that it's appropriate, because there could potentially be liability issues along those lines. So there's a whole variety of factors along those lines. But I do think that, you know, we've always been more cautious in this regard than other states have over the course of years.
And Renee Vid Colborn, what did you hear from the public on this? What are drivers telling you?
Well, it's been a mixed bag. Actually, we've had a lot of response in favor and a few against the 70-mile-an-hour speed limit being such. But we've received more positive feedback from drivers who say that, you know, they were going nearly 70 anyway, so 70 is what they like. That's what they feel comfortable with. And so far out there, we have not seen an increase in the speed, anything more than 70 miles an hour. It seems to be the traffic is flowing as it always has.
It seems as though the authorities, the police, state police, and in Pittsburgh, I think the people that patrol the roadways here, people, anybody who drives in Pittsburgh knows that people generally drive above the speed limit, and it's kind of a wink-wink, you know, everybody looks the other way in a general sense. On the turnpike, it would seem that the state troopers give drivers some leeway with regard even to the 65-mile-an-hour speed limit. If it is raised to 70, does 70 become the new 75?
No, not necessarily at all. We did have our Lieutenant Edward Murphy of Troop T, the troop that patrols the turnpike, and he was asked that very question, and he said it will be enforced at 70 miles per hour. End of story.
So you go 1 or 2 miles, literally 1 or 2 miles over the speed limit, you're going to get pulled over?
It seems to be that that is what he was saying.
And Paul, I would also say that I think it's really the level that a motorist feels comfortable driving. Regardless
right.
of whether it was 65 or 60, whatever, or 55, you know, folks were driving 70 miles an hour because I think they felt that within reason that was the appropriate speed limit for their vehicle, for the level of traffic flow, for all those, you know, the conditions and areas that they're driving. I think folks will continue to abide by that more so than increasing their speed limit by 5 miles an hour or so because it's been posted from 65 to 70. So I would say that the 70 mile marker, 75 is no longer going to be the new 70 that folks were driving
right.
at before.
I have to agree with the senator on that one.
Okay. Well, it's good to have a consensus. One of the roads where people definitely seem to go well above the speed limit and where it seems also to be routinely ignored is Route 28. Rich is traveling on Route 28, calling in to join the conversation. Rich, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
I pulled over so I'd be a little more safe.
Good for you, Rich. Thank you.
That's good.
I have a question about all these studies. It seems like any kind of change that happens, we have to have all new studies. As though these studies have never been done before, and comment was made that we tend to be a little more on the safe side than other states. I find it hard to believe that these other states haven't studied these concepts and theories before, that we can't get that information without spending money on this study and that study. Any comments?
I have a comment. Yeah, definitely. I'm sure the other states do their own studies, but like the senator said previously, we have to do these studies with our own specific roadways. In our case, it's the turnpike, and we have to study the turnpike specifically if we're going to make any changes at all.
And I would also add, many of these states that implemented an increase from either 55 or 65 to 70 did it through their legislative process as well. But they had timelines with respect to those increases. For example, some of the states would say we have to have this completed within 90 days or 120 days. We didn't have the benefit of that in Pennsylvania. As I mentioned at the outset, our plan, our 70-mile-an-hour increase, was implemented really at a late part of the conversation on the transportation funding plan. So we didn't have the benefit of doing the preparation that needed to be done to allow it to become implemented more quickly and more efficiently.
We're talking about seeing a 70-mile-an-hour speed limit in Pennsylvania on the Turnpike with our guest, State Senator Jay Costa, who is with us here in studio, and also by phone from Harrisburg, Renee Vid Colborn, Manager of Media and Public Relations at the Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission. Before we get to some calls, some tweets. Chris tweets, shouldn't we also be talking about raising the gas tax while we're raising the speed limit? Senator Costa, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think the transportation funding plan that will end up driving a significant amount of money into highway projects, into mass transit, is going to result in an increase in the cost of gasoline. I think we've done that for now, and I think that was part of the transportation funding package I just referenced. So I think we should hold off on going any further at this point in time.
Arlene from On the Turnpike, she did not want to be on the air, but she is tweeting in. She says that she is currently moving from Iowa and thinks this topic is interesting because she says people are already going faster than that, even in construction zones, which certainly is dangerous. Renee, your thoughts on Arlene's tweet?
Yeah, unfortunately, she is correct. There are some people who do go over the 55-mile-per-hour posted speed limit in construction zones, and that's the kind of culture we're trying to change. We want people to be aware of what is posted, whether it's 70, 65, 55. They need to be aware of the posted speed limits and abide by them. To help in the work zones, we have a campaign going with the Pennsylvania State Police Troop T unit called Operation Orange Squeeze, where we do have troopers sitting in work zones now in construction vehicles running radar. And if they do see offenders, they radio into another car that is outside of the construction zone, ready to pull those people over and find them appropriately.
Let's go to Jerry in McCandless, who has a related comment on this particular topic of construction zones.
Yeah.
Jerry, welcome.
Thanks for having me on. I just completed a cross-state trip through the new 70-mile-an-hour zone and thought it was efficiently managed. My question, though, is about 10% of the time I was in a drop-down to 55 construction zone where all of the signs were covered, no equipment, people, jersey barriers, or any activity resembling construction was ongoing. And I just wonder if you could adopt electronic signs that could allow the speed limit to go back to the very safe 70 miles an hour until and when there's truly activity, because that's where bottlenecks occur and that's where the danger of excessive speed from people who ignore everything becomes a problem. So thank you for that.
Well, where we do have the barriers, that means the lanes are closed in. So we do need to have it at the lower speed limit, whether there is somebody working right there at that exact location or not. So it's still considered a work zone, even though the fines wouldn't be doubled if it's not an active work zone. So the speed limit still needs to be abided by.
Let's take one last call from Francis in Stanton Heights. Francis, thanks for waiting. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi. I was wondering if somebody would address the whole idea that in the 80s there was a limit on the size of trucks, of these semis, and since then that particular regulation was rescinded, and so now we have these mammoth semis, tandem tractor trailers, and they're not necessarily going 65 miles an hour. What in the world will they, and I think they're a real hazard, because some of the accidents that have happened in the past have been the result of these large vehicles.
I think the standard trucks are 53-foot tractor trailers, but I recognize the concern you have, and I've been a long-time advocate of making sure that these larger trucks abide by the speed limit, of course, and operate in a safe manner. This more is an issue more of interstate commerce, I think, more than a specific of Pennsylvania, but I think authorization has been granted to allow those tandems, obviously, to be located here in Pennsylvania.
And we'll take one more call from Chris on the Turnpike. Chris, if you can go quickly, go ahead with your comment or question.
Hi. I drive the Turnpike on a weekly basis for work, and the 65-mile-an-hour posted speed limit is pretty accurate for the majority of it, as well as where it is 55, where it's winding through the mountains, the tunnel entries, and so on. But where they decided to change it to 70 is so appropriate. They've now begun widening it to three lanes. It is flat. You can see for at least 20 miles. You can see approaching traffic if there is a backup. As you had stated earlier, I think it might be a possibility to raise that to 75 once it's been monitored at 70. Colorado has a lot of places like that on Route 70 in the mountains that are 75. It's very wide open. You can see for long distances. So if there is traffic or backup or an instance, you can view it from a far distance and adjust appropriately.
Okay, let's let Renee respond. What about Chris's comments that you could maybe even consider raising the speed limit above 70?
If legislation lets us, that would be a consideration.
Just throwing that football right back in Jay's lap. Jay, one last email from Ellen in Regent Square, who says that Senator Robert Byrd did an incredible job of getting funding for West Virginia highways. Those roads are in much better shape than PA roads and are safer at 70. Pennsylvania roads are in really poor condition, she says, too poor for a speed increase. Also, with energy concerns, why use this extra fuel usage? It's not so environmentally responsible. Also, what's the push? Is there a lobbying force pushing for this, i.e. retailers?
No, I don't think there was any lobbying push for it. I think it's, as one of the callers mentioned, there's been a considerable amount of work that's been done on our highways, particularly in Turnpike, where there's been a lot of widening of the roadways and making them much more safe than they have been in years past. So I think that it's appropriate to have that speed increase as well. The other part of the matter is that a lot of folks are driving at close to 70 or at 70, and this just sort of accommodates that issue as well. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think this is obviously not the most environmentally friendly way to go, but at the end of the day, I think that it allows us to have folks transport on our highways in a much more efficient way.
State Senator Jay Costa joining us here in studio, along with Renee Vid-Colborn, Manager of Media and Public Relations at the Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission, with us by phone from Harrisburg. Thank you both for engaging in this conversation with us. We appreciate it.
Great. Thank you, Paul.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Coming up, how World War I changed Pittsburgh's German Evangelical Protestant Church on Smithfield Street. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.